where I heard about Big Fatty, so, okay.
Yeah. I always mark my time when I try to figure out how long I've been listening to podcasts. Is it just coincidentally I started listening to podcasts exactly when Big Fatty did episode one?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And so I can always figure out when I started thinking of that.
Where did you first hear about Big Fatty?
Well, that's a good goddamn question.
Did you hear at the same time they started recanting about, you know, they started interviewing people about the Twister?
Nope.
I don't.
Sorry, bad joke.
Larry!
Oh, my God.
I still don't get it.
Yeah, it's a Twister. It's a Twister.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I started listening to podcasts exactly when Big Fatty did episode one.
I still don't get it.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4798. BFO for two, I say Tuesday, the 30th of June, 2026. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day and about big doings starting tomorrow. Ladies and gentlemen, please rise, remove your pants, and join Stephen B. with the singing of the Bulgarian national anthem.
We are loyal to Bulgaria, vulture of the West, and we toil for Bulgaria, feathering her nest. The soil of Bulgaria through all the world is known. From her heights to her dairy area, Bulgaria stands alone.
Hello, Havsies, Big Betty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Yo, you Havsies today. Do you know why? Yo, because as of today, 2026 is halfway over. Yeah, I can't believe it. I just cannot believe it. Big Fatty, it was 6 months till Crema just last week. Why is it so hard to believe this week? Well, I couldn't believe it last week either. Yes, Big Fatty. But, y'all, it's a flying by. Yes, Big Fatty. And, you know, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, that was from the Stick It With a Poke little show with Gavin, and that was Stink Pot and Larry, Larry was talking, Stink Pot, you know, one of Stink Pot's favorite things is when does the guy Lombardo New Year's Eve. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. I hope he remembered to put his chicken in the refrigerator. No, that was the nip. Oh, I get the two of them confused sometimes.
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more.
I see y'all, we've got a retirement to alert you of. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, we need more alerts. Please alert us, y'all. Now, last Thursday, the 25th, yes, Big Fatty, 6 months till Crema. Y'all, that was the last day of work for y'all. It's for Shy Tom, you know, the other half of that Randy and Pina Slivana. No, Big Fatty, they're in Arizona, eh? Well, they are. Maybe they'll run into Gavin. Yes, Big Fatty. Randy, sent in a little something about Shy Tom's work life, y'all, I can just tell you, I don't know that I'll read it all, but I would just tell you that I don't think Randy could be any prouder of Shy Tom than was expressed in what he sent. Y'all, evidently Shy Tom had 34 dedicated years in public education. Y'all, he taught high school math and Spanish, and he was involved in all kinds of other things with a huge school system that included 176 schools. He had a distinguished career and worked in the program school systems Department of Information Technology. Y'all, I know I screwed all that up, but anyway, y'all, Randy and Tom left Tom's retirement party on the 25th, and they began their 5-day journey to their new home in Arizona. You know, let's just see. There's 1, 2, 3, 4. Y'all, I believe they're arriving today. So, safe travels to Randy and to Tom, and congratulations, Tom, enjoying the good life, as they say. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, let's do this.
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Dear Gussie, y'all, today, the 30th of June, y'all, it's a very important anniversary. Y'all, two of my favorite people on the face of the earth. One I've known for decades. Well, I've known both of them for decades. But y'all, former coal miner, and then friends of his from the UCK that things just worked out. And y'all, they took the plunge. And y'all, they were married. I believe it would be 2 years ago, I believe. If I'm wrong, I'm sure they'll let me know. But y'all, I am talking about the anniversarium of Captain D from from Tennessee, and Alan in the UCK. Big Fatty, we love Captain D from Tennessee, and Alan from the UCK. We do indeed. So, y'all, if you see any of them on the social medias, wish them a happy anniversary.
Happy, happy. Happy, 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 happy anniversary.
All right, knock it off.
Y'all get ready to be hearing that music all month long in July, because y'all, July has been designated the follow-up question month, sponsored by the Social Question Desk, the SSQD, if you will. And y'all, I have all of the follow-up questions from the Social Question Month that Kathy Marshall sent to me. Plus, y'all, I have been receiving. I've received 5 postcards from Miss Bacon. And y'all, she has, I don't know if she's done, if there are more to come, but I've got so-so question follow-up number 4, number 18, number 21, number 30, and number 62. I say chew. So we'll sprinkle those in there also. But y'all, that'll be a segment all month long here on the little show. Big Fatty, thank hydrogen. Finally, some content.
What's on your mind, Big Fatty?
Yes, it's that time to find out what's on Big Fatty's mind. And now here's Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, not going to spend a whole lot of time here, But, you know, I was saying how time flies, that this year is halfway over, and that it's just unbelievable. Y'all, today, the 30th of June, marks the end of the 8th year of Big Fatty's retirement from the coal mine. Y'all, I cannot believe it has been 8 years. And y'all, you know, people said to me when I retired, "Oh, you're gonna be bored." Well, no, y'all, I hadn't been bored the first day since I retired, and I hope I know there are others in the Pride 48 community and listeners of the little show who have retired, and from what I can tell, they're really quite fine with retirement. Y'all, people say sometimes you're busier in retirement than you were when you were working. And, y'all, I don't know that I'm busier, but I have plenty to do, and I'm just a happy person. Yes, Big Fatty. So, y'all, happy retirement anniversarium to Big Fatty. Y'all got a couple of gas reports today. That Laughing Buddha, you know, he recently visited the International Spam Museum. Y'all, he is reporting from St. Paul, Minnesota, that the petroleum was $3.74 a gallon. But y'all, are you sitting down? Are you sitting down? Because Phoenix Dave down there in the Red Stick in Louisiana, y'all, he reported in that his gas was $2.98 a gallon. Big Fatty, that's unheard of. Y'all, who ever thought we'd be excited when gas was $2.98 a gallon? Big Fatty. Oh, time flies. Oh, there we go again. Okay.
Here at Fat Acres, life is good. Where that big fatty plays, he takes nipper walks around the neighborhood and hangs out with all Miss Kitty and Olive are his friends, and then there's young Nicholas too. Granny and Durwood are his pals, and he is our Fatty the Pooh. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, that famous podcaster who natters and stuff. He's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, master of that special chair. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, he loves the puppet show with guys who are buff. It's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, showing off his big old pair.
Big Fatty, that tells us that you don't have shit to talk about today. Well, there is some truth to that. So, anyway, let's see. What was I saying? Big Fatty, we don't know. anyway, I... let's see. Y'all, after I recorded yesterday, I got me a nice share, and y'all, then I laid down in the chamber, and I listened. No, I didn't. I played a little of the Candy Crush, and y'all, then I sent old Vader a message. I said, "I can record whenever you're free." He goes, "Let me put on some pants." And I said, "Thank you for calling." And so, y'all, we recorded the LFC. And after that, y'all, the Atlanta Braves sports ball game was on from out there in the San Francisco. Y'all, Digger. Digger, and I guess T. Wiggles was there, and that Tim and Alexa, they were in the San Francisco watching the Amazon Pride Parade. I don't know if it was a motel room or what, but y'all, it looked right down on the street. They sent me a video of the dykes on bikes. Oh, Big Fatty, that reminds me. Hi, Miss Beaver. And I don't know if Kim Beaver has ever ridden a bike, in a homosexual pride. Do they have homosexual pride in Torshavn? I'm sure she'll let us know. But while that was on, y'all, I did indeed iron all of my cloth napkins. It took probably an hour and a half to do all of that, just leisurely. And so that's all done. I always feel good about that. And then I watch the news, and then the 60 Minutes came on, and I turned it off, and I piddled around. Y'all, I read some more of my book. I'm watching the first, I'm not watching anything, I'm reading the first 50 years of Apple Snacking, and y'all, it's really quite good. And the thing I like about it, it's short chapters, so I don't have to really involve myself too much, and it has little side stories that go with each chapter, and that's very interesting. And after reading for a while, y'all, I was ready for bed. Y'all, I gotta tell you something. Gluteus and my maximus are both just as sore as they can be. Big Fatty, there hadn't been any gentleman callers. No, it's from installing that toilet seat, the bidet. All of my guests here at the villa can shoot water up the butthole. Big Fatty! And y'all, I just laying on the ground and twisting and turning and everything, y'all, my butt muscles are just as sore as they can be. Ready, Mulligan. Y'all, when I went to bed last Sunday night, y'all, at 8:30 p.m. in the evening, it was still 90 degrees outside. But y'all, I slept like a baby. Got up on Monday morning, had my coffee, read my e-paper, did my puzzles. Y'all, the electricity went off for about 10 minutes, so I had to go and reset all the clocks. Y'all have been doing my nipple walking and listening to little shows, and y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Freddy. Oh, Dick, I see y'all. I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. Don't forget Tamari. Tamari, when you wake up, it'll be time to say rabbit, rabbit again. And we all need all the luck we can get. So don't forget your rabbit, rabbit. Yes, me, Penny. Y'all be heading over to Shady Pines, unless we decide to go to the Page's Oakley Grill. We'll have to play that by ear. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard Gavin and Larry Queen and Stinkpot. Y'all, that was from an April 15th, 2012 episode. Guys, anything you want
to
say?
I started listening to podcast exactly when Big Fatty did episode one.
I still don't get it.
Oh, nobody gets it. Why the hell are you still listening? Big Fatty, you assume he's still listening.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle. Yes! This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.